www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self-Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I first thing this morning when I got up and got onto my computer was an email from our regularly scheduled guest saying he couldn't be here because his wife had gone into labor and they were very sorry. So that means, well, it's just you and me this morning. So if you have something you'd like to talk about, our number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. We'd love to hear from you. I have absolutely nothing to talk about this morning. However, we can certainly talk a little bit about, you know, this whole concept of population control. It is very difficult for the average individual, the average rational human being, to believe the degree of evil that exists in our world today, that there really are people who want to kill off the majority of the world's population, that we specifically are not trying to stop the AIDS epidemic, either here in the United States or throughout the world. Certainly there are standard public health techniques that can be used and should be used to stop the AIDS epidemic, and but we're not using them. And the CDC and the people, the powers that be, have no intention of stopping the AIDS epidemic because it's primarily a disease of homosexuals and blacks, and they hate both of them, even though they pretend to, just love blacks and homosexuals. The homosexuals and the blacks have been targeted for extinction. The HIV virus has a predilection for blacks, and it's decimated certainly to Africa, and that's the whole idea. You're going to kill off most of the black people there. That's how you're going to solve the problems. And what a wonderful and beautiful place Africa will be for the super Aryan race, those who are allowed to live, although there'll be enough blacks to serve them, but that's all. And certainly if you go into Zimbabwe today, a government that was created by your State Department and has been financed since its inception in 1980 by America, the British Anglo-American secret establishment, and we're keeping Mugabe in power today. Of course, we can't let the American people know that, but the average age of a black man has dropped from 64 to 34, and it'll continue dropping there. And I fear that they may well, of course, do the same thing here in the United States and in Europe, and they're intent upon destroying humanity. And, of course, you only get rare glimpses of this. There's an article in West Magazine, which we offer, where Maurice Strong talks to a reporter and tells him, you know, that mankind is a scourge on Earth, and that he keeps having this recurrent dream about how he and a group of very wealthy men are going to simply collapse the world economy. It's their duty. Wouldn't it be their duty to destroy existing society? And, of course, you can I get more of this, same basic concepts from the four tape set we have called The New Order of the Barbarians, where Dr. Dunnigan, who is a pediatrician practicing in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, tells about a talk he heard given by an insider named Dr. Richard Day, who was had been the medical director of Planned Parenthood, and talked about the so-called oligarchy. I believe they called him the Order, as I remember, that really ran the world, and he was been privy to their information, and how they were going to destroy everything. I mean, they wanted to produce sex, have sex without reproduction, and reproduction without sex. And how can you have sex without reproduction? Well, you destroy the sperm count on the male and the fertility of both males and females. And that's what's happened. The sperm count has dropped to 50%, of course, with what mercury does. And that's why, of course, we are putting mercury in the vaccines that we're sending throughout the world, and why they've snuck it into the vaccines that are given today. Where today, a child, if their parents are foolish enough to follow the CDC, the recommended vaccine schedule, a child will get almost twice as much mercury by the time they're 18 as they did before. The government gallantly removed mercury from the childhood vaccines. It was only that they left it in vaccines that are given to children. In other words, the only thing a child is vaccinated is for a specific childhood disease, but tetanus toxoid, almost all the tetanus toxoid used in the United States as mercury in it if you use the multi-dose vials. And they know that. And every time a child goes to the emergency room, you give them a tetanus shot. That's just the way things are. And the typical area, a lot of people don't want to take the pertussis vaccine, so they get the diphtheria tetanus vaccine, and almost all of those have mercury in them. And then, of course, the seasonal flu vaccine, the H1N1 vaccine, they are vaccines that are given to children, and they tell you, why, we remove the mercury from the childhood vaccines. You're irresponsible to say that it's there. And yet it's in the vaccines given to children. How clever they are in the use of words so they can pursue their goal of the destruction of humanity. Now, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. Give us a call if you have any thoughts, because we, to talk radio, you have to have people to talk to. So, 877-254-7524. But the idea that they are promoting cancer actively in this country, doing everything, we wonder why we had a war on cancer under Lyndon Johnson, and the incidence of cancer has increased. Well, we're doing all this research. We've got this wonderful new drug with, a woman with metastatic breast cancer. We can prolong her life for 6 weeks by using this drug that only costs $40,000, per month. And what madness is that? When there are very simple and cheap and inexpensive treatments that would allow here in America to stop the suffering, to stop the pain. And the average American has no idea what's going on.
Sterling Living Center believes the word elderly is synonymous with dignity. This holiday season, spend time with a senior and learn about life from the most experienced people in the world. That was from Sterling Living Center, where they feature the ultimate in skilled nursing care for the aged, convalescent, or chronically ill. Licensed nurses are on duty 24 hours a day, special diets, home-cooked meals, occupational speech and physical therapy, and a doctor on call. If you're thinking about knee or hip replacement, they have the finest rehab. Phone 522-2933. That's 522-2933. Have a wedding, New Year's party, business conference, seminar, or holiday event coming up and can't seem to find that place that brings affordability and excellence together? Look no further. Celebrate the season with the redesigned Sable Landing Event Center, now open for your special occasions.
easily accessible and conveniently located 1.5 miles east of I-25 off Highway 119 at the Longmont Firestone exit. Sable Landing will delight your senses and impress your guests with stunning holiday lights, a peaceful garden courtyard, and beautifully lit fountain. Attention to detail and outstanding service is yours. Don't wait. It's peak season, so reserve your place now. Call for your private showing and ask how KHNC listeners can save hundreds on booking your wedding and special event now. 303-651-6427. That's affordable excellence at Sable Landing Event Center. That's 303-651-6427. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, I can stand here, and of course, it's open lines this morning. What would you like to talk about? Maybe you'd like to talk about the fact that Cindy, gold was up almost $45 an ounce yesterday, and off just a few cents, a few dollars this morning, but something big is in the offering. Silver is skyrocketing. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. But I was simply talking about the population control agenda. Most people have never heard of the Georgia Guidestones. Most people find it difficult to believe that they have an active program to promote cancer, to kill people. And yet, of course, if we were to read our text on our that goes along with our four-tape set on the New Order of the Barbarians, I get the four-tape set. I mean, here Dr. Dunnigan talking about how he had heard Dr. Richard Day, the former medical director of Planned Parenthood, talking about how they were going to promote cancer. People have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. People have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. Those were the exact words which Dr. Dunnigan told Randy Engel, who did most of the interviews on the four-tape set. One of them is mine, and certainly Dr. Dunnigan reiterated the same thing, as I recall. But certainly there's no question that this was in the text. It's in the written text of this amazing four-tape set, which everybody who wants to understand what's going on should listen to, because it's one of the few glimpses we get where the people on the other side have come forth and said exactly what they're doing, how they're going to create new diseases to kill people because there are too many people in the world. And all of this through the things that Richard Day, of the Planned Parenthood, had told this group of physicians. And he said the most amazing thing was that nobody seemed concerned. And as we tell people about these things today, most people don't seem concerned. I personally had a conversation with Dr. Dean Burke, who is the head of cancer research for the National Cancer Institute, which, of course, is a branch of NIH. And Dean Burke was in charge of chemotherapy research. He'd been there 26 years. He told me that Laetrile worked. I mean, certainly it wouldn't cure all cancers, but it could cure or at least put many in remissions, but it's been outlawed all across America because of phony studies done at the Sloan Kettering Clinic, where they specifically designed the studies to show that Laetrile didn't work when they knew that it did, but they didn't want an effective treatment for cancer. And, of course, there's a website called Cancer Quacks, and they of course, get their money from the people who are part of this whole problem, and they have Dean Burke, you know, because this is one of those quacks. He's long since passed away, but, I mean, there's no question that he dedicated his life to trying to deal with cancer. Laetrile was the best thing that was available, and this was 25 years ago. But, of course, it's not allowed in America here. It's allowed in other countries, but we can't use it here. Why? Because they want people to die of cancer. And in a similar way, Dr. Brzezinski's treatment, if you haven't read Brzezinski Breakthrough, a book we carry by Tom Elias, or heard my interviews with Dr. Brzezinski or Tom Elias, or with the parents of the family of the little boy that they wanted to take their son to Dr. Brzezinski. They didn't want his brain irradiated and destroyed, and how they actually had to go into hiding and run like fugitives in our country to keep them taking the child away and simply destroying the brain with radiation. And there's no justification for any of this, because it doesn't cure this type of tumor, and neither does the chemotherapy, and they knew that, and they knew Brzezinski's treatment worked, and they wanted this little boy to die. These evil and wicked people who hide behind the mask of respectability and medical degrees, working for the Federal Drug Administration. And that is criminal. If you've never heard that four tape set, why, you need to get it. The Brzezinski cover-up, I think it is, something of the sort. It's available from Radio Liberty. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV, war. But they know what they're doing. Suzanne Summers, I think that's her name, she's quite well known. She'd written a book on cancer treatments. And, of course, Dr. Blaylock's latest newsletter talks about, I mean, what they did to Suzanne and how they just vilified her and demonized her. And she would go on these talk shows, television or radio, and be viciously attacked for daring to suggest there are effective treatments for cancer that are being suppressed in the United States. Only trouble is it's true, and of course what they will do is destroy the reputation of any doctor who tries to bring out the truth about the fact that the cancer industry is not trying to find treatments, because the treatments are there, they're available in other countries, they're just not available here in America, where we're free, or at least we're told we're free, but are we really? Or is there an establishment that really is intent upon destroying off the majority of the population, not only of our nation, but the rest of the world, that we're using the wealth and the power, the military power of the United States, to force our views on other nations, and then we're sending them the mercury-laden vaccines to give to their children? And why are we concerned about preserving the life of the little children there? No, we're concerned about destroying their fertility. Because the childhood vaccines produced here in the United States, where they have removed the mercury from the childhood vaccines, when we ship it overseas, we leave the mercury in, because it destroys fertility, not only in one generation, but in subsequent generations. And then we wonder why fertility rates are falling all throughout the world, of course, except in the Muslim nations, where they don't certainly allow this sort of thing, and where they do have large families. And, of course, they do not eat the food that we eat. They don't have the pesticide-laden foods, even here in America. They don't eat a lot of the prepared foods with aspartame in it, which is carcinogenic, and, of course, suppresses fertility, and MSG, which, of course, destroys the brain and destroys the fertility. And, of course, we know that aspartame is a carcinogen, and that's why it's in our food today. Understand, they're poisonous. They put the aspartame in the gum, the chewing gum that is put out. It was in Wrigley's, and Wrigley's is bought up by Mars. And so they're using the chewing gum. They're using the children's medicines, the childhood vaccines. to destroy the minds of our children. And they know what they're doing. That's what's so criminal about this. It's just because they control the media, the average individual has no idea what they're doing, that they're actually promoting cancer, suppressing treatments. And how many of you out there know somebody who's died a slow, painful, and agonizing death for cancer? It's so difficult to believe that this could be happening intentionally. We know, for instance, that no question at all that there's a relationship between smoking cigarettes and cancer, not just of the lung, but also of the pancreas and the esophagus and of the mouth, and there are two or three other cancers that are directly related to smoking. I believe cancer of the breast is increased by smoking as well. But you see, we subsidize the growing of tobacco. Why would the government subsidize the growing of tobacco when it produces cancer? You explain these things to me. And you can't. Or if you can, why, the answer is too horrible to contemplate. There's an active program to promote cancer smoking, to kill off a large segment of our population. They've had their drives against smoking, and they've had their lawsuits against smoking. But that wasn't the government. I mean, the government didn't go after the smokers. The companies that produced it was lawyers. It was greedy lawyers who went after the tobacco companies. But it wasn't the government. In fact, what they did, and it was really so clever, is they put this little notice on the package of cigarettes that said, "Smoking could be hazardous to your health. The Surgeon General has determined smoking could be hazardous to your health." And that way, when you develop cancer or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and you want to sue the tobacco companies, they say, "Look, it was right there. It was right there on the package. How could you have missed it? Didn't you know this was hazardous to your health?" And in our schools, where we could be teaching children not to smoke, why we have all these programs to tell them they've got to learn to act responsibly. And, of course, you know, smoking's bad and cocaine is bad, but then so is aspirin. And they actually have designed a program which is intent not upon stopping smoking and stopping the use of drugs. It is designed to play games with the mind of the child, actively to encourage them to smoke. But they can't, because if you wanted to convince the children they shouldn't smoke, you can convince them in school. But they don't try, because they don't want to. Because smoking is one of the most effective means of killing off large numbers of people. And certainly, smoking produces cancer of the lung in males, and then they have an active program to encourage women to smoke. I mean, women didn't smoke 50 years ago, but Edward Bernays was hired by the American Tobacco Company to come up with a program to convince women to smoke, and he did, and he killed millions of people. But then what would you expect from an evil little man like Edward Bernays, who was actually instrumental in getting through the idea that water fluoridation was great? All you had to do was put fluoride in the water, and Chris said we could limit fertility, and we could destroy the minds of our children and lower intelligence. Oh, he wouldn't tell us that. No, it was all about dental caries. We're so concerned about the teeth of children. And yet, of course, if you go into areas in Europe, where they do not allow the poisoning of their water with fluoride, well, they've had a dramatic drop in the incidence of dental caries, just like we've had here. Well, our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. Give us a call. This is talk radio, and you can't have talk radio unless you have people calling in. So we'd love to hear from you, and get your thoughts on what's going on. In fact, I'm getting a clicking in the background. I don't know if that means we're disconnected from the studio. So if you're out there, give us a call just so I know that we're still on the radio. And, of course, we want, of course, to hear from you. What would you like to talk about? Would you like to talk about why we're still in Afghanistan, the coming war with Iran, the coming collapse of our economy, the increasing violence that lies ahead in our cities, because it does. After all, any nation that turns against God cannot expect God, of course, to bless that nation or to maintain its freedom. And the great tragedy is that the average individual has no idea what's going on. And what I do is hope that you out there in the listening audience are going to begin to understand what's going on and begin to educate others. And hopefully you'll want to get a case to my book. They are available through publication. We're certainly almost two-thirds of the way towards raising sufficient support.
Celebrate a free Festival of Lights night with friends and family at the newly redesigned Sable Landing Event Center Sunday, December the 6th at 5 p.m. Enjoy cookies, hot chocolate, exciting stories, and special music as you stroll through the Winter Wonderland Garden Courtyard. Sable Landing's located 1.5 miles east of I-25 and the Longmont Firestone exit, 5961 Sable Avenue. Call 303-651-6427. Come and enjoy the free Festival of Lights nights. That's 303-651-6427. With the pressures and excitement of the holidays, the likelihood of misusing or abusing drugs and alcohol increases. Practice moderation and common sense in celebrating the season at home or at parties, and especially behind the wheel on our roads or highways. That's from Restore Health and Counseling, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adults, and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening, and treatment and rehab. Visit Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street in Denver. Visit them online at www.rhctherapy.com or call them at 303-373-1188.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way.
Have a party, wedding, graduation, summer reunion, backyard birthday, or a backyard get-together to plan? We'll make sure that occasion is extra special and find all of your party needs at Grand Rental Station. Don't go anywhere else for your canopies, chairs, tables, bounce houses, and duck tanks. Grand Rental Station has it all. When planning your next event, be sure to add Grand Rental Station staff of expert consultants to your list for the very best in service and advice. Call your local Grand Rental Station now at 970-532-0144 in Johnstown. The very place for everything to rent. That's Grand Rental Station, 970-532-0144.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Here at the American Freedom Network, our telephone number 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And we started out this morning talking about population control. So many of the things that they put in our diet promote cancer. The treatment for cancer promotes cancer. Certainly, if you treat people with chemotherapy, if you radiate them, why you tend to promote cancer. And certainly the doctors know that, but they don't know about the other treatments that we're talking about. They're not allowed to know. And, of course, even if they do know, they're not allowed to utilize these treatments, which are effective in the treatment of cancer. Okay, so they did. Why, in many states, they would lose their medical license. And so we are simply their victims of the same sort of situation that we are. And if a doctor many times tries to do something that's not the standard of treatment, they'll come after his medical license, or he'll be criticized by the powers that be in medicine, and many times they're part of the problem. I mean, why do you think people spend their whole lives getting to be the president of the California Medical Association or the president of the American Medical Association to help? Well, I'm sure a few of the doctors who are, you know, are dedicated to the helping and using the positions to help people and help preserve the free practice of medicine. But many times they're not. Many times they're evil and sinister people. And I'll never forget when I was active in the California politics, one of the senior members of the California Medical Association, and of course, the past presidents of the CMA would sit in the back of the room together, and some of them were good people who I knew, and I'll never forget one time having made a remark something about the CMA becoming a dictatorship, and as I walked past this one retired physician who was a past president of the CMA, he leaned over and he said, "This organization is going to become a dictatorship long before the federal government is going to become a dictatorship." And I said, "Why don't you get up and say that?" And then he smiled at me sort of wistfully and said, I couldn't do that. But he knew what was going on. He just didn't have the courage to get up and speak. I'll never forget him because he was one of the few presidents of the CMA who ever got up and did his initial speech, gave a prayer. I think, I'm sure he was coming from a Christian point of view, and he meant very well. He saw what was going on, but most people are afraid to speak out. And, there are repercussions if you speak out. I sometimes wonder how I've been able to be as outspoken as I have through the years, and I know they've tried to bribe me, and we've had all sorts of threats and things like that, but, God has protected me, I think, for what I'm doing today. And so I do hope that you'll learn from the things we talk about. Let me point out that they know that cell phones increase the incidence of brain tumors. And yet, of course, that information is being actively suppressed because they want you to have a cell phone. Why? Because they can listen to your conversations, because they can track where you are. It's a GPS locator. They can even listen to your conversations when the cell phone is turned off, and that means they're monitoring you. So they want you to have a cell phone. Well, yes, these cell phones are wonderful. When I travel, I take one. I never use one, however, in my home or locally. It's only when I'm traveling, and then just enough so I can spend 3 minutes calling my wife or calling out from my family. Other than that, why avoid them? Because they are carcinogenic. They do damage to the brain. But all of these things are known. They just want the public to know that. They know the toxic effect of many of the chemicals that we come into contact with, the bisphenols, BSP, I think is what they call them, that comes from the use of plastics. They know the toxic effect of aluminum, which is in our certainly in so many of our vaccines, and aluminum, the effect of aluminum toxicity, its relationship to the increasing incidence of aluminum and dementia and Alzheimer's disease. And yet, of course, we are giving our elderly citizens aluminum in the vaccines. We're giving them toxic doses of mercury in the vaccines. Why? Well, for the same reason we leave mercury in dental fillings, because, of course, the toxic effect of the mercury is cumulative, and these people develop susceptible. People develop dementia and Alzheimer's disease, and they die off sooner, and we've got to kill off the elderly. Certainly, they're draining the Social Security system. They're draining the Medicare, and of course, you know, they want to keep these scams, these Ponzi schemes going as long as possible. But you do that by encouraging people to die, or by actively giving them things that will kill them, or simply by, you know, getting them to have cancer and then not allowing them to have adequate treatments. But you can never let the public know what your real goal and objective is. Or as Sir Dr. Richard Day says, and you can hear the discussion of that by Dr. Dunnigan in our four tapes at the New Order of the Barbarians, where Dr. Day said people have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. And such callous disregard for human health and suffering is difficult for most people to understand. But it is a reality, because evil is a reality, and we're dealing with inherently evil people who worship a different God. Our number, 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. And who do we have on the line?
Hi, Dr. Stan.
Hi.
Here from Northern Colorado. Oh, I just have a couple of comments on what you've been talking about this morning. I just can't understand why they're encouraging pregnant women to get these vaccines, number one.
Well,
number two, I can't seem to educate anybody about vaccines. I give them all the books to read. I tell them what's happening, but they still give these babies all their shots.
What you have to do is point out there really are people who want to damage their child. There really are people who hate humanity, and this is designed to damage the children. You're going to have to be more direct and just lay it right out.
Well, they won't even read a label, Dr. Stan. A food label. People won't even read food labels anymore.
Well, have they ever? Well, we need to convince them that they have to. We need to convince them that they cannot trust government, that there really are people working in government that want to damage them. And just ask them how they would feel if their child got a shot, a vaccine shot, and ended
up on it. You think it'll never happen to them?
Well, when it does happen to them, they're going
to
believe you.
Can I talk to you while we're on commercial? I've been trying to educate two really good friends of mine who
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Celebrate a free Festival of Lights night with friends and family at the newly redesigned Sable Landing Event Center Sunday, December the 6th at 5 p.m. Enjoy cookies, hot chocolate, exciting stories, and special music as you stroll through the Winter Wonderland Garden Courtyard. Sable Landing's located 1.5 miles east of I-25 and the Longmont Firestone exit, 5961 Sable Avenue. Call 303-651-6427. Come and enjoy the free Festival of Lights nights. That's 303-651-6427.
Keen Research and Development at 1309 Alexandria Street in Lafayette reminds us that nothing ruins a holiday celebration like a friend or a loved one who gets into an accident after a party. During this special time of year, let's make an early resolution not to let a loved one drive if they've had a bit too much of those holiday spirits. That's from Barry and his family and staff at Keen Research and Development, where they're always working to make our area a safer place to live, work, and raise a family. That's your friends at Keen Research and Development, 1309 Alexandria Street in Lafayette. If you've had your hand on the bottle, keep your foot off the throttle and have a safe and happy holiday season.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. iMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses at iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming financial storm. Gain thousands of dollars of training materials and videos in this 10-course program for under $200. Check out iMoneyCoach.com. That's iMoneyCoach.com.
Well, here we still have the guest on the line. Are you still there? Is the woman who was calling in about how nobody would read the label still with us? Well, she's not. I think we have another guest on the line. So, could we get the next caller who's calling in?
Yes.
Yes.
Dr. Sam?
Yes.
This is Janon in Texas.
Oh, hi, Janon. How are things down there in Austin?
Pretty confusing, but anyway, I wanted to ask you if you've heard about something. I have a couple of friends that are on Medicare, and they are having increasing difficulty in getting Medicare to pay for simple prescriptions. One person had a prescription for Nexium, and she had to have her doctor fill out a very long form, and then they turned it down and said, get this other internist to fill out the form, too. And they're really getting strict and tight on paying for just about everything, and I was wondering if you had heard about that. And
well,
I'll hang up and listen off the air.
I'm not practicing now, and I'm sure glad I'm not. But you have to understand, Medicare is out of money. Medicare is bankrupt. The Ponzi scheme's over. But they're not going to expose the Bernie Madoffs who are in our Congress because they'd go to jail for running a scam. So they're just, of course, doing everything they can to make it extremely difficult for, you know, to get the drugs, which they've guaranteed under the Medicare drug bill. But, of course, they don't have the money, you know, and this is the reality of what it's about. No, I haven't heard about this problem, but I know very well that the only thing Obama has said that was true is, I cannot get federal spending under control until I can control Medicare spending, and that's right. That's exactly what's happening, because they're spending more than is coming in, and when you do that with a Ponzi scheme, why, of course, well, you can't do it indefinitely. So they promise us something that they know can never deliver, but it's already designed to destroy our economy at this time in history. I believe this is long-range planning. And you have to understand, nothing happens by accident. I don't know if you heard my interview the other day with Cindy Tom Horn, but he was talking about how, you know, you can take the $5 bill, the $10 bill, the $20 bill, the $50 bill, and I forget whether it was the 100 or not, and you fold them a certain way, and you would actually see the various stages of collapse of the Twin Towers. How could that possibly be? I mean, it couldn't be. And yet it's true, and you can get his book and actually see it. And then you begin to understand that all of this, everything going on, has been planned, you know, for ready for centuries. And, of course, this is all foreshadows the destruction of our health care delivery system, the destruction of the very fabric of our monetary system and of our nation. And that's why I believe that the United States is not listed in prophecy. So, I mean, it's a frightening thing for elderly people to contemplate that the Medicare is not going to be there for them. But I can tell you the need of Social Security. It's a Ponzi scheme. It's going down as well. And whether they're going to just pay off, you know, a part way, whether they're going to end up giving senior citizens a voucher to buy their own health care, I don't know what's going to happen. But I know our whole financial system is headed towards collapse. Janon, are you still there? Well, I guess we lost Janon, too, so our telephone number again is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Understand that there really are supernatural forces in the world today. Understand that everything seems to be moving towards a planned climax. Understand that they intend to destroy the financial structure of our nation. Understand that it's only a matter of time before there is a great war in the Middle East, and it's going to involve Iran, and it's going to involve Israel and the United States, and it'll probably be a nuclear war, and it's coming much sooner than we expect. Who's on the line?
This is Chris in Colorado.
Yes, hi, how you doing?
Good, thank you. I enjoy your show every day, and I just saw an article yesterday, and I didn't know if you wanted to touch base on it, but it was talking about the black box from the Pentagon, how it showed that the cockpit door was never opened. I didn't know if you had seen that article or if you wanted to comment on it. And
no, I don't know anything about it. You mean they have the black boxes, but they've never opened them?
Well, it was just a quick article about the NTSB. I guess it has a code, and according to the code, the cockpit door never was opened on the flight to hit the Pentagon. I don't know. It just might be a quick blurb in the news, but it could be a good piece of the puzzle for all of us out there seeking the truth.
Well, I will tell you that, I've talked to Jim Mars, who interviewed a woman who actually walked through the hole. She was inside the Pentagon, came out through the hole in the side of the building you've seen, and there was no wreckage there. So basically, and then when she gets to the hospital, the fellows there come in with their black suits and their black overcoats and their black glasses and tell her to keep her mouth shut if she knows what's good for her. So nothing is as it appears to be. We've never got the truth of what happened on September 11th. Anything else? Well, we have another caller.
And I'm the first caller?
Yes.
I'm sorry I turned the radio down. I didn't catch the first part of that.
Okay, go ahead.
Since you were talking about neurotoxins earlier,
yes.
I wanted to mention that I have two friends that are recovering alcoholics, and I've been trying to teach them about methyl alcohol and how aspartame is broken down to methyl alcohol.
Yes.
And they live on this stuff all day long. They'll open 3 and 4 packets of that stuff and dump it in 1 cup of coffee.
Oh, you're talking about that.
Drinking their coffee loaded with it, they drink their Diet Pop.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to explain to them that they're never without alcohol in their body, but nobody really wants to listen.
That's all right. All you can do is tell them the truth, and but you can't make them believe it.
Anyway, could you repeat some of what that other guy just said about the cockpit door not being open?
Hold just a minute. We'll get to you when
Thank
we get
you.
Back.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb. Tom, what makes the Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning take this opportunity to remind area drivers that the safe operation of a motor vehicle and the consumption of alcohol do not mix. When you take to the road this holiday season, take along the three C's of safety, caution, courtesy, and common sense. That's from A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning, the experts who can tell you if your last year's fuel bill was grossly out of line, and if it was, what repairs or replacements would offer the greatest long-term savings. Call 303-659-1087. 303-659-1087. Mention this holiday reminder for fast service. That's A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I just want to put a pitch in. If you have not considered getting a case, pre-publication case of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, remember you can get a full case, 60 copies of the book for $149.95. That's $250 a book, not $12.95. But the book will help you reach others with an understanding of what's going on. And, of course, it's $149.95 plus shipping, which brings the cost down to $250 a book. And you can sell them for $12.95, do whatever you want to. But, of course, we are, well, I think as of yesterday, we had 35 people, maybe 36 or 37. We only need 50 people to get the printing, and we get a few more while we'll start lining up the printing. We would like to run off, you know, a fair number of books. That brings the price down. The only way we can make an offer like this is, of course, we can get the price down, but, you know, on the actual printing. So if you're interested in helping, and, of course, if you'd like to have something, a weapon to use at this time, something to give people, if you can get them to read it, it can change their life if they're a Christian. Draw them closer to the Lord. If they're not a Christian, at least raise the question in their mind, could this Christian message really be true? Could there really be this battle between good and evil that's being waged? And if there is, I'm going to have to decide which side I'm on. And then, of course, we have the excellent DVD series by Pastor Billy Crone, The Final Countdown, Part 1 and Part 2, we've recommended to you. And then let me certainly put a plug in for this station. This station does a wonderful job, and I do hope you'll support their products and buy from their advertisers, because certainly this is one of the best stations I do. I'm on a lot of other stations, but we get one of the best responses from the listeners here. But they've got to keep this station on the air, too, and it's certainly a lot of radio stations are having real financial problems. I know this station's having problems. You don't want to lose it. So support them, and certainly, you know, we actually support them from time to time when I put somebody on that is paying me to promote their things. I will always, of course, send a check to this radio station because to help to cover, you know, that program if I get any compensation for it, because it's the right thing to do and because I want to keep them on the air, and I hope you do as well. So I support this radio station and Don Wiedemann's effort to educate the people there in Colorado. Now, as far as my ministry, our number is 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get a box of books, case of books, and we're just about ready to close down, probably another couple of weeks where I will have all of the support we need, and then you're not going to get another chance to get the book, the ridiculous price for a good long time. That DVD series on The Final Countdown, Part 1, Part 2. Every one of the DVDs ends with an invitation for a personal relationship with our Lord, but you'll begin to see prophecy as it's actually unfolding in real life today. Not imaginary, but you'll begin to understand so much of what's going on and what lies ahead. And then, of course, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You need to get a copy. You need to get the other things available. Our website, RadioLiberty.com, RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our mission. check. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at Amerifree.com.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
For over 15 years, K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery Care has provided not just clean carpet, but a healthy carpet. Bonded and insured, K&K has brought quality care to your home with a proven safe truck-mounted hot water extraction process that is pH-balanced, allergen-free,